This goes to Dr. Strom, STROM, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Lenore, L-E-N-O-R-E, Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, date of birth 2/10/1937. Dear Dr. Strom, it's STROM like Mary, in case I didn't spell that right. This is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Fisher with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, probable cardiorenal syndrome, pulmonary hypertension, and chronic atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was March 3rd of this year. She is constantly short of breath with exertion, but it is unchanged. She has chronic atrial fibrillation, but doesn't generally feel the irregular beats. And she does use oxygen at night. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, blood, and no recent UTIs. And her chronic edema of the lower extremities is stable. Medications. She's on, I want to highlight Losartan is 25 milligram twice a day. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. Torsamide is 10 milligram daily. Spironolactone, 12.5 milligram daily. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 151 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse 88, oxygen saturation is 95% on room air, and blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 102 over 68. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites. And trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 12, 2025. Creatinine is 1.06, estimated GFR 51, and this is a stable level. Calcium 9.5, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 4.1. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin is 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to check labs every 3 months. Two, chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. Three, pulmonary hypertension, currently stable. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.